If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks for listening. We are streaming live on YouTube every day. You can watch. You can comment with the people in the chat who only say the most positive things.
Always. There's a guy in there wondering where Hunter Brody is.
He's on Thursdays, on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I know. Just a ton of spam messages about Brody and how he's the best show on WIP. Starting to wonder if it is really just Brodes. Oh.
He doesn't have the best show on WIP. We do. Brody's is top five.
Well, what is the Brody show? I mean,
well, he's on when he's on.
Oh, man, don't hate on Brody.
Yeah, come
man.
On. Give him a break.
He's building his brand like you did.
No, it's great. Well, he's a way bigger brand than I do.
Now.
Well, he's got the YouTube thing.
Yeah, but he has a bigger brand than you do.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. Jack's down on his brand recently.
Yeah. That's reverse psychology.
Not heating up. Yeah. I need to figure out what my bit's going to be this summer.
I don't know about that.
I think I might be out of commission for like 5 years.
Am I screwing with you by being positive Phillies guy this year?
No, you're fine.
I don't want to take your bit from you.
No, I'm right where I like to be.
Okay.
Yeah, finalist.
Okay. You know, before we get to who Mel Kiper thinks the Eagles should select at 32, now we have our draft expert of the WIP Afternoon Show. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, Okay?
What a do, fellas.
What a do, okay.
What a do, okay.
Who is your draft prospect for today?
We got another dog. Specifically another Georgia Bulldog steal in the draft. If he falls to 32, we're trading up for him. Safety Malachi Starks out of Georgia University of Georgia. three-year player at Georgia, huge in the run game. Very aggressive, very physical. I loved his film. Loved seeing him playing the big games, big moments. He's going to have probably a top 25 draft position, but I think we can go up and grab him. Great, great run defender. He has great first step, great speed, very aggressive, and he won't get out physical. Kind of like a guy we had last year, CJ GJ.
Wow, so, there you go. A replacement for CJ GJ. Malachi Starks, as you say his name is?
Yeah, Malachi Starks out of Georgia. Look at his film. He makes big hits when it matters. Takes great angles to the ball. The only thing he needs to work on is his footwork and over-aggressiveness a little bit, but that'll be solved by our coaching. He's been great on our team in that secondary with Reed.
Wow, that's a good recap there.
Mm-hmm.
Ike, you know anything about Malachi Starks?
Yeah.
What do you
best
think of
safety,
him?
Best safety in the draft this year.
Okay.
Obviously played with Georgia, so you know he comes from a long line of great defenders down there. It's a great program as far as building pro athletes and getting them ready for the NFL. So he has good size. Would fit well in today's game because a lot of these guys, especially on the back end, are tweeners. Like, you know, so they kind of like these dual threat guys. He plays a physical brand. He's not as big as a linebacker, but he plays a brand that you'd be okay with him being close to the line of scrimmage making tackles.
Okay, when you said tweener, I didn't know if you meant tweener between safety and corner or between safety and linebacker.
Yes, between
safety and linebacker.
Yeah, but
okay.
as far as the mentality he plays with.
Right, right.
So
right.
I'll say this. If he's coming in to fill CJ's role, I don't know if he's the cover guy that CJ was. And CJ wasn't that great of a cover guy.
Ball hawk, though.
Yeah. But this kid is a guy that I think if you put him closer, he's like a Bob Sanders. Guy like that is going to make plays, the line of scrimmage. Like I said, he's best safety in the draft this year, so it would be certainly a great addition to this Eagles secondary.
Wow. Great energy today, okay, Andrew. Great information. We will be on the lookout for Malachi Starks. Great name as well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm telling you, big ball hawk. He's going to get the big plays, big moments. So.
There he goes.
All right, let's go out on top.
There he goes. Okay, Andrew. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't add more to it. Probably we'll have to go up to get him.
Yeah.
Probably.
What if he's the best safety in the draft?
Well, here's the thing. So I wonder, when you get these guys, are the Eagles, see, they just let CJ GJ go.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. What's CJ? 27? 28?
Something like that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how much money would they be looking to put into their secondary? Well, you take a safety in the first round. I'm assuming you're re-signing him.
Right.
Right?
You're going to pay that guy.
So you got to pay that guy along with paying Coop, along with paying
Quinyon Mitchell. Yeah.
And I would imagine Reed is about to get some sort of an extension.
A real contract?
Yeah.
Right. So maybe that position ends up being like what they did with linebacker for years, is you just find somebody every couple of years who fills that spot. They don't see it as a glamour spot.
Right.
They can find a guy.
And the defense isn't built around that guy.
Right.
So
right.
You almost can put a guy in there. Not saying that he wouldn't upgrade the position. I'm just wondering, from an Eagle standpoint, would the resources be better used in another area?
And one thing I don't buy the whole one thing Elliott was trying to sell everybody. They want to give Sidney Brown a chance to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd be thrilled with it. But
well, that's what they had to say.
Yes, at the moment.
At the moment,
at
yes.
the moment. But I don't. My gut is they're not expecting Sidney Brown to go in there and absolutely blow everyone away and win the job. Maybe
no.
he does, but yeah, but I don't think that they cleared out that spot for Sidney Brown,
no.
is what I'm saying.
Well, you can say the same thing at corner.
Yes.
They didn't do it for Keely Ringo either. Like, yeah.
Yes.
So, like,
the beat writers friggin' love Keely Ringo, by the way. And I know physically he has a lot of tools, but
right.
he's never put it together, I
sure.
guess, in,
yeah.
in the way they want to put it together. So there you go. That is OK Andrew's spot. We will get to...
Today was better.
Yes. Second day better than the first.
Yeah. Again, we got to get him out at the right time.
Yes.
Yeah.
yes.
He's starting to go back to some yep. things we don't like, and he got in and out.
We'll get to what Mel Kiper Jr. thinks and what Ray Dittinger thinks after I tell you what I think about your old drafty windows. I think they suck. I think the old drafty windows in the house I just bought suck, actually. I was on the phone with Ronnie from Guida today talking about the project, because I am replacing my old drafty windows with new windows. I will eventually replace my front door as well. You know, the windows just look like windows. The front door, that could define your whole house. You really got to take time, think about the door. Anyway, if you've been putting it off, Guida wants you to put it off no more. Go Guida. Think about this. Interest-free financing with no money down for up to 36 months, depending on the size of your project. And you say, Spike, 36 months, not enough time. How about 72 months? That's 6 years. That's a real, like, think about how long 6 years is of low payments, no interest, lower energy bills. All the while, the value of your home goes up because you have these brand new windows and doors, and your entire experience this summer is going to be more comfortable, and next winter, because the hot and cold air from outside is not going to be getting in. On top of all of it, God is going to hook you up with 20% off every window, 20% off every door. There is a minimum purchase required. Financing is subject to credit approval, and there are restrictions. I can't go over all of that. I can't give you all the details. Guida can. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. They will give you all those details. You can schedule a free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right. Here is what Mel Kiper Jr. has the Eagles doing in his second mock draft, Mock Draft 2.0. Ike, He has the Eagles drafting James Pierce Jr. Outside linebacker Tennessee, Mel Kiper says.
Yeah.
The defending Super Bowl champs lost key parts of their defense in free agency, including edge rusher Josh Sweat. Being able to get after the quarterback is important for Vic Fangio's defense, and there's a glaring void now on the edge. There are mixed opinions around the league about whether Pierce is a first-rounder, but he has the traits to develop into a speedy disruptor in the right system. He had 17.5 sacks over the past two seasons, ranked second in the nation in pressure rate last season at 19%. Which I'm just learning about pressure rate over the last month or so.
Oh, yeah, analytics, man.
But 19% is high. 90% is a high number. What, do you know anything about James Pierce Jr.?
I only know a little bit about James Pierce Jr.
Okay.
As you start to look at these guys, and this is a position I believe the Eagles will focus on. I'll throw this out there early. I'm locked in on defensive ends and cornerbacks.
Okay.
So that's why I think the Eagles should be locked in. So, yeah, I've looked at Pierce. Down over Tennessee. Good program. Listen, very good player, good speed off the edge, good size. Certainly would be a good player. Would give me a little trepidation considering the last Tennessee guy we took from down there. I know he recovered the fumble in the Super Bowl, but still.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Wait, who was...
he's a bum!
Derek Barnett!
Derek Barnett. Yes. Oh, right, yes. Yeah, yeah, it didn't work out for Derek Barnett.
The fact that he broke Reggie White's sack record and all these other things.
Oh,
yeah.
And the story on draft night of Howie and Joe Douglas, they both wrote down their name on a napkin, and the napkin opened up and it said Derek Barnett.
Whoa! Well.
You remember those days? See, that was after the Super Bowl. That wasn't after the Super Bowl. That was before
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was before the Super Bowl.
Talked yourself into anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm going defensive end there. I'm just not locked in on which one. But the kid from Georgia, Mykael Williams, is who I'm sort of – that's who I think the Eagles will be looking at.
Now, speaking of edge rushers,
yes.
Ray Dittinger on the WIP Morning Show today said who he likes for the Eagles at – well, maybe not at 32, but in the first round.
I mean, I am head over heels in love with Mike Green. Look, he's not going to fall to you at 32. I mean, there's no way. The Eagles got real lucky last year because Quinyon Mitchell, who never should have gotten to 22, did. But I don't think you're going to get that lucky that Mike Green is going to fall to you at 32. If you ask me who's my number one guy, last year, if you remember, we had this conversation before the draft, and I said Quinyon Mitchell was my number one guy. Well, this year my number one guy is Mike Green. And if you're as high on him as I am, you're going to have to move up from 32 to go get him, probably somewhere in the teens. But the fact is, with all the draft picks you have both this year and next year, that's doable.
So worth noting about Mike Green, at least noting, especially off the heels of Howie Roseman saying that they do not, they don't even think about drafting somebody who has been I don't think he used specific language, who had,
basically who has that in
domestic violence, sexual. So Mike Green has been accused of sexual assault twice, once in high school per him and once in college per him. I don't know that there are any like legal accusations.
You say per him, you mean he admitted?
Yeah, so he said when he left Virginia, he transferred from Virginia to Marshall.
Okay.
And there were questions as to why he transferred.
Okay.
And he said he was suspended from Georgia before transferring to Marshall. He said why. He said, there's accusations out there. I've never been questioned. I've never been asked. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody ever asked me a question about what happened before I departed from Georgia. It was just accusation that caused me to leave from there. So I don't know that there have been any. I don't want to get too into it. It's also a weird thing when somebody's been accused of something. A lot of people, I'm not saying he didn't do anything. I'm not saying he did. But just because you've been accused of something doesn't mean that you
right.
did. That said, he had, just him as a player, he had 17 sacks last year.
Right.
Daniel Jeremiah had him as the 17th best prospect in this year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly a player. And if he's rated that high, they would have to trade up to get him. They're not getting him at 32.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing I know about the Eagles is that they do a good job of vetting players, right? You know,
yes.
A lot of stuff that was going on with Jalen Carter.
Carter, yes.
Coming out of college that I know a lot of us knew about, and it was obviously public records or what have you, but I think they did their homework as far as how the kid is. Is he a good teammate? How does his coaches feel about him? All those types of things. And they were able to bring him in. And we've been certainly have not regretted the fact that they've drafted him. So I know if this kid, from a talent standpoint, is jumping off the screen at them, they'll do their homework.
Yeah.
They'll do their homework on him.
Yeah. Talking to him, talking to people around him,
yep.
You know, investigating the situation.
And I'll say this. They have a number of draft picks. So if he's like a guy they want, they do have the ability to go up and get him.
Yes, they have those thirds that they got because of Josh Sweat and because of Milton Williams. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Philly sports fan has changed? And if so, is it for the better? Yes, and it's worse, 17.6%. Yes, and it's better, 44.8%. No, we haven't changed at all, 37.5%. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's
Brucey
up, Bruce?
Baby.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing on this wonderful day?
Oh, man, doing
up,
great.
Brucey?
All right, good. I'm still down here in the ATL. I'm debating. I'm going to try to get to one of the baseball games tonight if I can get my grandson, depending on what's going on. So, still high on the Phillies, but Spike, hey, look, I didn't have a chance to say this yesterday about your journey with the 24 hours in the dog kennel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I envisioned you in the dog kennel because, you know, you get your dog bowl with the Spike written on front of it. You got a good dog name. So
I do have a good dog name. Funny. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Of the two living things in the kennel, Spike is a more appropriate dog name than Camilla, who was the name of the dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I just had to throw that out there. But
yep, for sure.
Kind of segue into what you were saying today. You know, hey, look, because you're barking out and you're calling out the fans that have doubts about the Phillies, and I agree with part of your argument. You know, I think that the fans, some of those fans, look, this is Negladelphia. I mean, you know, I came up in an era, in the championship era in '80, when all four of the teams, I was a teenager, when all four of the teams in the Phillies won that year. And we had this, you know, for 3 years, and then two years later we won the NBA championship, and we were kind of smug. This was without social media. I can only imagine if we had social media back then, how us as a fan base would have been. So, you know, but just jumping back into today.
Yeah.
Here's part of the issue is that this is where it's going to be persistent, but I think it's going to wear off. Dombrowski, they did a terrible message, and it really pissed me off because I'm going to tell you, I was one of those fans where they were just in total denial about the Phil's issues as far as display at the plate, and it rubbed me the wrong way. I said, you know what? I'm just going to reserve my judgment and see what they're going to do about it, if they're serious about it. And it looks like they're serious about it, with the exception of Bone. I think that will come, you know, they'll come around on that as we go forward. As long as they stay the course.
Yeah.
But if they deviate from that, it's going to be a problem.
To your point about Dombrowski, I have long thought Dombrowski, and Jack told me this before I got back. He's like, Dombrowski is a great talker, and he tells it like it is. You really feel like he's being honest. And I thought that for a while, but then over the last 6 months, maybe I don't think that anymore. I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, but him sort of defending the chasing and all that stuff, and then they come in and they've clearly, it's clearly a focus for what they're doing.
He was sounding McPhail-ish there.
He was.
At the end of last season, and I thought the interview with Joe and John on the mornings was actually the most real he'd been in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was starting to fall on deaf ears. Felt a little hollow.
Yeah. But now I'm sort of... Now I'm going to sort of separate, you know, I'll go to Maury. Maury was like, we're never going to trade Chris Paul. And then they traded Chris Paul. And then Maury was like, we're never going to trade Ben Simmons. And then they trade Ben Simmons. And sometimes GMs have to lie. And if Dombrowski had a lie about the chase thing to stand up for his guys and whatever, as long as they're doing, to your point, Bruce, as long as they're doing the right thing, then at the end of the day, it doesn't totally matter what Dave Dombrowski says. And if what Dave Dombrowski wanted to do to get the heat off of his players for the moment, I don't know. Maybe that's what he was trying to do. Maybe the general manager wanted everybody mad at the general manager instead of being mad at the players.
Right, he's taking the focus off everybody else.
It's fine. I'll yell about anybody.
Yep.
I'll yell about Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson, whoever you let me yell about. Jack, coming up next is the Top 5 of 5, which of course is brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Yep.
Everybody looks forward to the Top 5 at 5, and this is your opportunity to sort of wet their whistle a little bit, let them know what they're in for. What's coming up?
So today was the completion of the bracket of Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
The Midday Show.
The Field of 64 Hughes.
So I have my 5 favorite versions of Spike.
Oh. But, dude, I got the text line crushed me yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Am I gonna get a day off of the text line today or no?
Let me check how the text line's looking so far. No, not really. No. Sadly reporting back. Now, there's a couple Elliots in there.
Okay.
There's only 3 Spike decks on the deck.
Oh,
today.
But 5. I'm sure. Well, you guys are going to have to carry this one, and then I'm going to have to defend every single one of them. All right, that is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.